Good morning. Last week, I wrote a piece about the RBA and the Fed together, really. Today I'll put out another piece, which is headlined about US inflation, but really is about the RBA and the Fed together. Today I'll talk about the RBA and the Fed together. Yesterday we saw release of a statement by the RBA, and the RBA, as we know, is speaking for us here in 2 months' time. The July meeting will be in Brisbane, and following the July meeting there will be a lunch, I will be emceeing that lunch. In the commentary yesterday, in the statement yesterday, the governor referred, Philip Lowe referred a couple of times to the July meeting. And he said, at the July meeting, the board will consider whether to retain the April 24 bond as the target for the 3-year bond yield or move it to the 24 bond. What that really means, are they going to maintain that program and keep it rolling on? That's the really important area of short-term quantitative easing. And then he goes on, at the July meeting, the board will also consider future bond purchases following the completion of the second $100 billion of purchases under the government bond purchase program in September. So that's the quantitative easing at the long end of the yield curve. So what that means is that what we're going to be talking about at that lunch, or what the governor is going to be talking about at the lunch, is those decisions about quantitative easing at the short end and the long end of the yield curve. And my guess is he'll be providing an expanded discussion of why it is necessary to continue both of those programs. And he really foreshadows that in the same paragraph, where he says the board is prepared to undertake further bond purchases to assist the progress towards the goals of full employment and inflation. And what that means both in the context of what the Fed is doing and the RBA is doing, is that they need to get unemployment to significantly lower levels so they can start to generate enough inflation to get the actual numbers of inflation high enough to meet the inflation target. And to do that, they both need to do more QE. We saw that when the RBA thinks they'll be finished the job in the final part of yesterday's statement, where the RBA says it will not increase the cash rate until actual inflation is sustainably below the 2-3% range. And then they go on, importantly, for this to occur, the labour market will need to be tight enough. That means unemployment will need to be low enough to generate wages growth, which is higher than it is currently. And that's unlikely before 2024 at the earliest. And that's the problem. Phil Lowe, in his commentary, talks about we're going to get short-term, high inflation in the short term, but it's going to come down. And I approach this exact same problem that the Fed is experiencing right now in terms of its inflation target. And I talk about that in the piece, which you'll see later today. And in both cases, the way Phil Lowe is looking at this problem and the Fed is looking at this problem is from the basis of the trimmed mean as their measure of core inflation. And so in the piece you see today, I talk about the US measure of trimmed mean, which is put out by the Dallas Fed. And what they find is, and it was really great to see the way the media tried to beat this up as a high inflation number when the personal consumption deflator came in for 1 month. It's at 6.4% for the month of March. But when you look at that, as the Dallas Fed does in terms of core inflation, in terms of the trim mean, even for that month, inflation doesn't get over 2% and, in fact, is 2%. If you look at six-month inflation, That level of inflation overshoot in the headline number for the PCE is 2.9%, but core inflation drops to 1.4%. But the way both the RBA and the Fed look at inflation really is in terms of year-on-year inflation to generate a year-on-year inflation target. And in the US case, the headline number for PCE is 2.3%, but the core number is 1.67%. So same problem as here, like I said last week. Here we're trying to get inflation between 2 and 3%. The headline number and the core number is 1.1% in Australia, which is way too low. I think Phil Lowe is expecting that headline number to go up, but to the 2 to 3% range, but the trim mean not to do so. And in both cases, what the Fed and the RBA is telling us is pretty much the same thing. They need to continue the stimulus. They will need to continue QE for an extended period to get unemployment low enough to a numbers with a 4 in it, and maybe in the US with a number in a 3 in front of it, to get the labour market tight enough to generate enough core inflation to be able to sustainably get up their targets before they're going to increase interest rates. And in both cases, they will say this isn't going to happen anytime soon, and probably not until 2024.